your business or prepared to get winged.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Wonder Woman. Listen, I'm 6 foot flat, 246 pounds. I like being a man. I like doing things men do. But I can't even lie to you. For like 89% of the movie, I wanted to be Wonder Woman. Now, I don't know if that's confusion. I don't know where I'm going with that statement. I'm not, like I said, I'm really into women, love what women got, what they do. But listen, I wanted to be Wonder Woman in some parts of the movie. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's a deal.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? You know what I'm talking about?
And now.
Fanboys all across America are losing their minds. They've been waiting to see this.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 13th of June.
What's up, you guys?
Good morning, Bean.
Morning, Bean.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all?
Great. Thanks. Chip, you good?
Hi.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to need you guys to go around the room and tell me what you like about me. That's how we're going to start all the meetings now. How it's done.
Are we your cabinet?
Yes, you are my cabinet.
Mm. I didn't realize this was a thing, is it?
I need you to praise me and my management style and my good ideas. So, Allie, we'll start with you.
I really like how much you prepare for the show, dear leader.
Hey. Kevin, you have to say something nice about me now, too.
You always use the best words.
All right. Chip?
You are not in the same room.
Oh, Chip.
Hurtful.
It was.
Thought we were on to something.
Wait, that's a real thing?
The president.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the president made his cabinet all say something they liked about him to start the meeting yesterday.
But I mean, seriously, not in joking.
It was on video. You can watch it.
There's tape. When Allie said, dear leader, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Look.
Wow.
It's almost funny if these people had spines that were sitting at that table.
Chip would have given it to them.
I'm sure she would, and she'd be jailed and on the no-fly list.
She probably would. Kevin, you gotta see it. I mean,
insane.
It's surreal. Crazy. It's like you can't... Look, I'm not trying to be political. I know there are a lot of people in our audience who support Mr. Trump, and he's our president, and I get that. But he's loco, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's making his cabinet go around and tell him something they like about him, yes.
It was like at Thanksgiving when you say what you're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
But everything had to be thankful for him.
Wow.
It was so weird.
It's weird. It's weird, guys. We're in weird times.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll brush that off since Chip ruined it.
I think Chip nailed it.
I think I made it better.
Right.
Here's a story to get you started, and I like this story for a lot of different reasons because it's more than just woman gets bitten by a shark story. I think there's a lot in here about expectation and about perspective, and there are some people who just are able to look at the positive side of things and not focus on the negative side.
Like Mama Mugs, for example.
And I respect that. Yes, Mama Mugs, perfect example.
Right.
Yes,
optimist.
This is an ordinary snorkeling excursion in the Bahamas. There's a family from North Carolina. Tiffany and JJ are the husband and wife. He's in the boat. She's swimming around the boat out in the Bahamas. Again, this is the...
What's happening?
I don't know what's happening. Hold on a second here.
I think that's on your end.
It seems like my... seems KFI just started playing on my phone. I apologize.
All right.
So she's swimming around in the water, and she says, well, I felt like I bumped into something, so I casually turned to my right to look, and my whole arm was in the shark's mouth. I kept trying to yank my hand back, and the last time I yanked, he had cut it clean off.
Oh, nope.
Dear.
So I was able to get free. So shark grabs her by the arm. They tussle a little bit, and then she pulls away as the shark keeps her arm. Her husband is in the boat, as I said, and he sees what's going on and sees all the blood and sees all the splashing, and he jumps in and helps her get back into the boat. And she is swimming and praying as they are going to the boat.
But she's swimming in a circle because she only had one arm.
Well, he's holding her.
How dare you?
She's helping as she can.
How dare you right now? Wait till we find out she's alive,
okay, my
Evan.
Bad. My bad. Go ahead.
She's at her husband's arms, and he's helping her back, and she is praying out loud to Jesus to save her and to help her, which is remarkable to be. I mean, this must be a woman who has just rock-solid faith to even get to the point where that's on your mind, where you're thinking that and you're not just in shock or not so consumed with the with what's actually
just
happening
fear,
in the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would think. So, by the way, she is alive.
All right.
She, you know, they she's had three surgeries, and, of course, her arm is gone. Here's what she – this is what's fascinating to me. She said, I looked over – this is the husband. I looked over and I saw the blood all over the water all around her. She's saying, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. She's praying as she's swimming back. Tiffany says she felt a tangible peace on her, and it was so thick, and I was just so calm. And I guess that's her faith that's helping
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
She says, who cares about a limb? It's a limb, and I'm here.
Tiffany.
I care about a limb.
Tiffany doesn't.
This is what I'm
That's
talking
crazy.
About
wow.
perspective, though. Mm-hmm. So many people would be depressed for the rest of their lives that they lost their arm.
But she's like, I got another one.
Right?
She's like, it's a limb, and I'm here. Last sentence, and we've had this conversation before, and I think about this a lot. The incident left Johnson, quote, thankful to be able to share this story, and I hope and I know that it's going to change people's lives because you can't hear this story and not see God in it, end quote. Whereas I would think, if God's in this story, God just sent a mother effing shark to take my arm off. You know what I mean? Like, she's able to look at the positive that she's alive when it would be just as easy to go, God, why have you cursed me like this? Why did you do this to me? Why did you make this decision to take my arm? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two different kinds of people the way they look at it. One is God makes everything happen, and the other is God gives you whatever grace you need to handle whatever situation's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't necessarily force the shark.
That was lovely, Kevin.
Would you say this is a half-glass full situation?
Well, would you?
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately,
I
would say that.
This is the very definition of a half-glass full, I guess.
Right.
Really, the way she looks at it. But anyway, Tiffany is fine, and her husband is fine, and the kids are fine, and they seem happy, and she seems like somebody who's going to do real well with that surprise disability, I think.
Hmm.
So there you go. And
That's
by the
impressive.
Way... A lot of shark attacks lately. I know the numbers are small compared to the millions and billions of people who are in the water.
Right.
But I feel like from Southern California to everywhere, it seems like there are a lot of stories in the news this summer about sharks biting people.
Yeah, it's weird that sharks are in the ocean. It always freaks me out.
The hell are they doing there?
Right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Wow. You guys are really covering both demos, aren't you? 20s and late 80s.
You thought you were going to die. I suppose this woman thought she was going to die for a second, right?
Yeah, maybe
sure.
So.
You thought you were going to die. We're going to talk about today. I have one. I remember one yesterday that I thought.
Shocked.
I'm not only just think I'm going to die, I'm positive I'm going to die.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How many times?
Just the one is what I thought
really?
Of yesterday. I mean, that's the one I thought of yesterday because my mindset was just like yours is, which is I have to have a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think, maybe two.
Okay.
Maybe a good solid two.
And you know I have one, Kevin. I've told the story
sure.
before. I almost died. So.
We're going to give away LA Galaxy tickets for this Saturday night. There's a K-Rock section, but you're going to have to come up with a soccer fan song.
Oh.
At 6:35.
This is my favorite.
About 45 minutes. You're going to have to learn your own, come up with your own fan song about needing to be at the LA Galaxy game on Saturday night. And we will take your calls just after 6:30 this morning. Allie has expressions that aren't expressions. We're going to talk about that today.
You mean they're great and you just haven't used them in a long time, so you forgot about them.
Or they're not a deal at all. They're not a thing.
And no one's ever heard of them
but
you.
No one has ever said them except for you.
Agree to disagree.
I believe. Comedian Bob Saget will be in studio. Love that guy. He's got a charity event coming up on the 16th called
Friday Night
Cool Comedy Hot Cuisine Benefit.
Ooh.
So that's coming up. And Petros Papadakis will be on the program as well, talking about the lack of Bachelorette last night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Bachelor in Paradise and also the Warriors being the champs.
Oh, that's right.
So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
About a half hour from right now, we'll open up the phones for you for your soccer fan songs. Ralph, you need to write one about how much you love ties in that sport.
Yes. Best. It's the best thing about any sport is when everyone goes home and nothing has been really been accomplished.
I mean, ties aren't great.
Said and done. Oh, they're not.
They're not great.
Oh, my bad. I thought they were wonderful because soccer sure does seem to love them. Sure are a lot of them.
A lot of Americans very happy with the tie this weekend, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
This is a good thing. Really? Was it? Oh, that's a great sport then.
Well, there are a lot of soccer fans who would love to be in Kevin's section for the Galaxy game this Saturday as Houston comes to town. So in about a half an hour, we'll be looking for your fan song. It can be about your love for the Galaxy, your love for the sport. Even your love for Kevin, by the way, would be fine.
I don't know that we need that.
Is that a euphemism, by the way, being in Kevin's section? Somebody's up in Kevin's section. Is that a euphemism?
Be, actually.
That's not where you want to be.
I don't know. I don't know what the section looks like. When's the last time they cleaned it?
5:55. Rob's here with our first look at the showbiz beat on the Kevin Beach Show. What's going on?
By the way, Kevin, I didn't see any response from you from the tweet I sent you yesterday.
Yeah, there was no response.
Come on.
I thought about it for quite a while.
Oh, and that was an amazing piece of video, Ralph.
I sent Kevin
amazing.
A little clip that is my new favorite soccer video.
Uh-huh.
Of this poor, poor player who is just writhing on the pitch.
He was devastated.
In pain, clutching his head and his ear. I didn't know what had happened. I thought someone must have shot him.
Oh, no.
From the stands.
Yeah.
And then they rewind it in the course of the video and they show you what happened to him. And someone had the audacity to come up to him and touch his earlobe.
Yeah, with one finger.
Some guy flicked his earlobe, and he crashed to the ground as if he had an embolism. As if someone had ripped the top of his skull off and set his brain on fire.
Kevin, what?
You don't. You just don't say that or not.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can say that.
But that is not an uncommon phenomenon
game either. That extreme,
yes. But is there an overall pervasive tendency for guys to fall down and grab body parts when they have not been injured at all?
And roll around like they're hurt.
Like babies.
Like it's the end of the
like
world.
Little
yes.
baby girls.
Yes, that is a big part of it. More in Europe than in here, but yes, it's a big part of the game.
So ties
and it sucks
and crying. That's a lot of what goes on.
A lot of diving, a lot of crying, yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure I got it straight.
It's a beautiful sport, Ralph.
Is it? What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. It's operator error.
It's all hinky. Well, we're starting to find out more about what was going on with that Bachelor in Paradise brouhaha.
Okay.
No surprise, by the way. I thought somehow it had to come down to this. Somehow, some way, it had to come down to this, and I was right. It's all about Corinne. You remember Corinne?
Sure. Everything's all about Corinne.
She was the spoiled little rich girl who was pursuing Nick in his season of The Bachelor.
She was topless.
She was using anything she could to try to sway him, mostly with her sexuality. And she was crying and moaning and not getting along with the other girls in the house. Well, apparently, the stoppage in production of Bachelor in Paradise is all down to Corinne, who apparently got hammered.
What?
And then ended up naked in the pool with DeMario from Rachel's season. And apparently they got very sexual together.
Right.
And then once Corinne sobered up and realized what she had done.
Oh.
She was upset with the producers that no one stepped in and stopped her. Because she claims she was way too drunk to have given consent to Maru for what to happened.
That was your guess, that there had to be something exactly like that more. Because yesterday all we heard was they were having sex, and we thought, well, that's what they go after. That's their goal.
This was apparently a case of sober regret when she was told what she had done and realized what had happened. So she lawyered up and is blaming the producers for not intervening on her behalf and keeping her from making what she said a mistake she would never make because she would never do that to her boyfriend back home.
Oh, man.
Wow.
This is ugly. This is going to get real ugly. And this is not going to help women in the future for coming forward for cases.
Yeah.
This is not good.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's going to have a chilling effect, I think, on these reality dating shows as well. If this becomes a precedent, what production company is going to go into a situation where they leave themselves open for that kind of legal hassle? Why take the risk?
You can get any tape thrown out if, as long as after the fact you say, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I wasn't...
Or more importantly, you could have a lawsuit from someone saying, you did not intervene when I obviously was not in condition to consent. Right. And it was your responsibility and you were negligent. And so I would like X number of dollars in damages.
Right.
It's such a fine line. When I mean, I've had full-blown conversations with people that, you know, the next day they're like, I was blackout, don't remember anything. They seem fine.
Yeah,
right.
So how do you know?
And I'm
this
sure
is insane.
The producers say, look, these people are all adults.
Yeah.
We assume they are able to conduct themselves in a way that they're comfortable with, whatever that is.
Sure.
Drinking as much as you know you can drink before you lose the capacity to control your actions. I mean, isn't that on the person? How much responsibility are they? Do they have to carry simply because they're the ones who have the cameras? You know, I don't know.
Oof,
it's a sticky wicket, as they say.
Sure.
Ooh.
You know the people.
Okay.
People in the sticky wickets.
So now, Kevin, is that a real expression or is that something Ralph made up?
Oh no, that's a real expression.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Allie's just the one who makes that expression.
Oh, Allie makes
that's
that.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Tim Allen. Oh. That's a talent.
Bean, did Omar even come in today?
Bean, can we hear you do that?
I don't do a Tim Allen.
Oh, I'd like to hear it, though. It's pretty close.
Did Omar come in today, or is he celebrating privately at home?
I don't know if he's celebrating Allen Day or not. He's not here?
I think he's here.
No one knows?
Yeah, okay. This is his favorite.
Yeah.
He used to be his favorite.
Used to be until he shined him on.
Right.
64 years old today. Rivers Cuomo. Come on, right?
Right.
Love him.
Right.
Love him.
The best. 47. Steve O is 43. Chris Evans, Captain America, 36 years old today. DJ Snake is 31. Wasn't that your name in college, Kevin? DJ Snake? Used to work at an all-male review, I think. Kevin.
That's right.
Used to be DJ, yeah. Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen, the Olsen twins, 31 years old. Actress Kat Dennings, also 31. And Aaron Taylor Johnson celebrates his 27th birthday today. And Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
We got to deal with Allie, who's just making up words.
Come on.
right?
And there's one that she's been using a lot lately that she swears is a thing. And it's a shame that we're not going to be able to take phone calls on this because we're doing the Galaxy thing.
But she swears it's a thing based on the fact that she's always said it.
Since I was a kid.
Right, and that doesn't make it a thing.
I feel like it does. Okay.
But I have looked high and low online to find the expression that you use as a noun and cannot find it. It does not exist online. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't people who say it. Okay. Well, let's tell people what the expression is that you say you've been using since you were a kid. Excuse me. Say you've been using, but we know incorrectly, since you were a kid.
So if somebody got something like a gift, let's say somebody got a pony for Christmas.
Right.
Oh, my God. What a luck out.
She would just say also luck out.
Luck out. Like, that's the coolest. Luck out. It just means
everybody else says lucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone says luck out.
Well, I did.
Right.
All my friends did growing up. I've noticed, though, that not so many people say it anymore. And
Have you noticed that?
I asked some friends last night if any of them said it. And one said, I think my kid says it. And I didn't feel great.
But then they told him it was wrong, and then the kid stopped saying it, right?
Look out! Ellie, nothing! Look out!
Okay, here's the thing. The Oxford English Dictionary defines luck out as to achieve success or advantage by good luck in a difficult, testing, or dangerous situation. First appearance of the term in print in the early 1950s.
But isn't it used like,
I lucked out.
Yeah,
the bus didn't hit me.
Or you lucked out.
But what if you're in the actual act of it? You're a luck out.
No one says it that way.
Totally.
Luck out.
No one says it that
I think
way.
So.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
What you're, this
you're
is what,
a lookout. That's this, awesome. Good
no,
for you.
You lucked out.
Sure.
That's what you say.
Absolutely.
Right.
That, you can
but
say
that's
that.
The correct way to say
you
it.
You can say that.
No, that's
but you
correct.
Can also say
no.
Luck out.
Luck out.
You can't really say it that way, I don't think.
Yeah. Like, let's say you got a new car. It's gorgeous.
Right.
Oh, luck out.
You lucked out.
You did luck out.
That's how you would
but
say
But you're
it.
Also a luck out
no,
for lucking out.
No,
yep.
No.
A little bit?
That's not even a little bit, I don't think.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure no.
Allie, who are these people other than you who have ever used the expression that way? Just literally people. Is this a thing from a small town somewhere that just got started and only those few people know it?
In your neighborhood? In your house?
Yeah. Yes. Those kids in the 805 just saying luck out all the time. I said it all the time in elementary school. There's like home video of me at Christmas. Every gift my brother opened. Oh, luck out.
Okay.
Oh, luck out.
Look,
it's a thing.
Lot of people haven't heard a lot of things, but do you mm-hmm. find it surprising that Kevin, Bean, Chip, Dave, Christine, Ralph, Omar, none of us have ever heard anyone use it like that in our entire lives.
You know what it mostly makes me, Bean? It mostly makes me sad because maybe you just haven't been around people that have really lucked out and in essence
you
have
used
been
it correctly.
And in essence have been
don't ruin it now.
A luckout.
Oh, come on.
Luckout.
It just makes me sad.
Nothing. Luckout.
I wish you guys were around more people that were luckouts. I think you'd be more positive.
That's not a...
It's a...
Luckout!
It's not a thing.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Agree to disagree?
Bean?
I guess we're not luckouts. Allie feels vindicated, apparently, by the feedback she's getting on luckout from the Kevin and Bean listeners.
Yeah, she gets like one tweet. She's like, everybody agrees with me.
There's like 20, and it's all everyone's saying it was like a SoCal expression in the 70s and 80s. However, many making the point they all stopped saying it.
Right.
So maybe that's the takeaway.
Maybe that's the move.
Maybe that's the takeaway. All right. Hey, Saturday, StubHub Center, Galaxy versus the Houston Dynamo. Sit in Kevin's section. You can buy the tickets right now at lagalaxy.com/KROQ, or you can win them at 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for your soccer fan songs.
Soccer fan songs. Soccer fan songs. Soccer fan songs. Zone. LA Galaxy. Soccer fan songs. Soccer fan songs. Soccer fan songs is on. Hang with Kev Dawg. Soccer
right.
fan songs.
Is that creepy?
Soccer fan songs. Soccer fan songs is on.
So bad.
Not at all annoying. Look, if somebody's willing to call and sing or rap their soccer fan song, let's let them in. Let's let them
in. As long as it's not horrible, right?
Well, all right. Let's take a look. Why don't we start with Christian? He's in Valencia. He's on line one to get us started here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Christian.
Hey, guys.
How you doing? You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. What are you going to do for us?
All right. It's a takeoff of an old 1998 Ricky Martin song for the World Cup.
All right.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Very appropriate.
All right. Here we go. La Vila es the galaxy. They will come out and get victory. Jossie and Gio know how to play. And when they score, you know what to say. Go, go, go. Ale, ale, ale. The galaxy know how to play. Do you really want it?
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen. That was real good, Christian.
I mean, Christian should be able to sing before the game.
Seriously. Christian, thank you for calling. Hang on. We'll see you Saturday. Appreciate that. And they,
soccer fan songs is on.
I'm sorry, what, Bean?
And at these Galaxy games and across the league, the audience is known for singing.
I mean,
That's part of the experience of going to a soccer game is all the singing. So
that
these listeners are perfect for that. Let's try Jared in Riverside up next line two, please.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, what up?
What up? Talking Galaxy this Saturday night, the K-Rock section. What do you got?
All right, you guys ready for something great? Okay.
Yes, we are.
All right, yeah, be ready.
All right.
Not a guardian, but I love the galaxy. K-Rock is awesome, but football's the best to me. I want to go, please, so I'm asking Bean. Or do I ask Kevin? His big head is just fat to me. And when I said football, I meant football.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That was very, very nice, Jared.
Soccer fan songs is on.
Nicely done.
I say yes on Jared, right?
Agreed. All right. Let's go to Jonathan and Pomona. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey there, party people. Good morning.
It's K-Rock Night at the Galaxy Saturday night, and you're going to sing what for us?
I'm more of a bleacher type of guy, so here we go.
Okay.
I want to go see Galaxy. I want to go see Galaxy with my boys Kevin and Bean. Oh, can't you see? I want to go see Galaxy. I want to go see Galaxy. And after the game, go and fool around with Ali.
I mean, that is part of the ticket. Well, so,
yeah. I didn't even realize that was part of the ticket.
Oh, it is. Okay. It's been added.
How about that? I think we'd be happy to have Jonathan in the Kevin section. What do you guys think? Sure.
Absolutely. All right. Let's
Luck
go
out, Jonathan.
Let's go to Nathan in Long Beach.
Hey, what's good?
Hey, we're doing soccer fan songs.
Soccer fan songs.
All right. What do you got for us?
All right, it's a take on a tune which escapes me right now, but here goes.
Okay, good. That's a good start.
It goes, I need to go to a Galaxy game. If I don't go, I'm going insane. I need to go to a Galaxy game. Because of my love for the beautiful game, I need to go to this Galaxy game. If we don't win, it'll be a shame.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
He did rhyme game with game, but I still liked it. I still liked it.
All right. You are in. We'll see you Saturday. One more. Let's bring a lady up in here. It's Jessica Costa Mesa, line 5, please.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi there. What are you going to sing for us?
Okay, it's an oldie that I put a little twist on.
Okay.
And after everyone else, I'm not sure if I can do as well.
All right, just give it your best. Here we go.
All right. Take me out to the ball game. Not the ones with bats, they are lame. I want cleats, fancy feet, and good seats. Galaxy, make a goal. K-Rock, please let me go.
Okay, I mean, it was awful.
It was not awful because what she did was she worked in that baseball sucks.
But I knew that that would be enough.
For that reason, she's in.
Yeah, I agree.
Nicely done, Jessica. Thank you. We'll see you Saturday night.
Thank you.
All right. Again, there's a K-Rock section. You can go to lagalaxy.com/K-Rock.
Soccer fan songs. Soccer fan songs. Soccer fan songs is on.
K75 on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Great Philadelphian Bob Saget joins us right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock.
It's a common phenomenon.
I'm sorry?
Most Philadelphians are great.
I don't believe that's true.
But even amongst great Philadelphians, Bob is in a class on his own.
One of the greatest.
Better than Bill Cosby, I'd have to say.
By far.
I think he's even better than Bill Cosby.
Wow.
Yeah, high praise. It's crazy, right?
Bob will be here in about 10 minutes or so here on K-Rock. Ralph's got the show. Another great Philadelphian, Ralph Garman, with the show.
See?
Next on a Tuesday.
There was tons of us. We're everywhere. A not-so-great Philadelphian, Bill Cosby, in the news as his case wraps up.
I thought his defense just took over.
No, they had closing arguments yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they only called one witness.
Oh, is that it?
That was it.
Yeah. Closing arguments were given yesterday, and even those didn't run very long. And the jury had to be sent home after an evening of deliberation. They have not come to a consensus yet, but we'll have to follow that and see. It apparently comes down to the following. The prosecutors say... Well, obviously, the defense says, if you have any shred of doubt regarding his guilt, you must acquit, which is always their go-to position. It has to be without a reasonable doubt, right?
Right.
And the prosecutors are saying he admitted to giving her pills.
He did. Under oath.
Claiming they were her little friends. And by doing that, he took away her capacity to consent to anything sexual. And if those are the facts of the case, then you must find him guilty. So now it's up to a jury to see what they have to say, and I'll be waiting.
Now, Ralph, refresh my memory, if you would. This is a civil trial or a criminal trial?
It's a criminal trial.
So he could go to jail.
Yes.
I like it.
While we're talking about show business and sexual conduct intersecting, this Bachelor in Paradise story continues to... pick up steam. Now we know at least what happened. DeMario Jackson. You remember DeMario? He was the guy on this season of The Bachelorette, Rachel's season, whose girlfriend stopped by, made a surprise guest appearance on one episode. He was like, "Who's that?" Said in the worst cover ever.
Pretty bold move, though.
Yeah. And Corinne, you remember Corinne from Nick's season? She was the one who was trying to bone him in the bouncy house. That's not a euphemism.
Bone him everywhere.
Yeah.
Does she have the platinum vagine?
She has the platinum vagine, yes.
All right.
So apparently they were drinking, as you do at bachelor parties, because they're in Mexico and that's all there is. There's a bar and a hammock.
Right.
That's all there is. And a pool. And they got very drunk, and apparently there was making out at the bar, and she suggested they take it to the pool where the clothes came off, and then there was sexual contact. And we won't get into what kind, but it was by all accounts, instigated by Corinne. She put herself in a physical position with him to encourage him to do certain things.
Which, after seeing her on her season, doesn't surprise me at all.
Completely believable, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
He was unable to consummate an act any further, DeMario was, because he was so drunk.
Happens.
Happens to the best of us, DeMario. So, both of them are loaded, and they're acting out in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Right. Now, Corinne says, she has lawyered up, and she says that it is the responsibility of the production team there at Bachelor in Paradise that they should have interceded on her behalf because she was unable to give consent because of how drunk she was.
Okay.
And a field producer who had been assigned to shadow the female contestant said she backed her play. And so between her going to her bosses and Corinne lawyering up and bringing what seems to be eventually will be a suit against them, that's why they halted production. Now, other people who have seen the footage of the video say she seemed to be fully engaged and in complete control of what she was doing and asking DeMario to do to her. So I guess this thing will have to be played out by lawyers eventually. Regardless,
I mean
the show's been shut down, and that makes America
the production
sad.
Will just pay her off, though, right? They're not going to go to trial.
I doubt. Yeah, I'm sure. But this could have a chilling effect on these type of shows where single people are encouraged to booze it up and interact, and the cameras are there. I mean, think about it. All the way back to Jersey Shore and Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, alcohol and young people and sex have played a large role in reality television for a long time now.
Yep.
Is that all going to go away? We'll have to wait and see.
This better not kill the Bachelor franchise, Ralph.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, those cocktail parties they have before the rose ceremonies?
Mm-hmm.
People get hammered there all the time.
Yeah.
Who's to say at one point one of them is going to say, oh, I wasn't responsible for my actions, or I don't want to be displayed in that way? One of the things Corinne said, which I thought was great, was that she would never behave that way if she wasn't drunk because she would never do that to her boyfriend back home.
So she has a boyfriend.
Who she left to go to Bachelor Paradise to bang around with a bunch of guys in Puerto Vallarta.
Not to victim blame, because that's the wrong thing to do, but she acted that way every second we've seen her on TV.
Yes.
This is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not victim blaming, Kevin, if she's not a victim.
Yeah.
Some people can paint themselves as a victim without truly being one.
Right.
So. I truly think she woke up the next day when
regret,
what?
Right?
Oh, no.
Right.
Let me make up something, which is horrible and does such a huge disservice to people that actually go through this. This is so bad on so many levels.
But we also know of her from her season how entitled and selfish she is.
Sure.
So I'm sure she thinks, I don't care what the fallout is for other people or this production company or the show, as long as I get what I want in any way that I get it.
And as long as my boyfriend and my family knows that I was blackout drunk, and I would never do that.
Right.
Oy. Butt stuff. I don't think it was butt stuff.
I don't
think
there was any butt stuff.
A lot of front stuff.
A lot of front stuff.
Right? As much front stuff as possible.
A lot of downtown stuff, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mario had to make up for his condition in other ways.
Right.
Just
I think we understand.
10-4,
I
don't
think
you're good buddy. I don't think you understand.
All right,
Gordon.
We understand.
Gordon, I don't think you understand.
Understand, yeah.
Everybody watching Twin Peaks? Everybody loving it? Come on. Oh, boy.
Couple behind.
Which means he hasn't started.
You're doing a great service, Albert. Thank you.
Albert, with Diane this week. It was awesome.
Ralph, I know we have disagreed on our enjoyment of Twin Peaks, but at least admit that we can't spend 20 minutes of every episode watching Dougie just walk around.
Oh, Dougie's the best.
He's not the best.
But, Bean, why don't you just stop?
You can't linger. You can't loiter here. You can't loiter here. He's just touching the cowboy statue for like 20 minutes. It was awesome.
But that is
just
not...
Just stop watching, Bean.
That's not good TV, though.
Well, Bean, stop watching.
I need less Dougie.
It's not for you. It's not for you, Bean.
I love David Lynch, and there are things about it I like, and there are characters
denied.
And plot lines I like. There's a lot of it I don't understand, granted, but there's a lot of it that's also very boring. Look, I'm still in.
No, you're not allowed to be in.
Being in.
Stop
I'm complaining.
I'm watching
well,
it.
Well, stop complaining. You're either in or you're out.
If it's bad, you're out.
You're sitting on a chair that's filled with Legos, and you're going, oh, these Legos hurt my butt, but I'm going to keep sitting here on this chair for a while. Don't mind me. I'll just be sitting here. Get up from the Lego chair.
Right? That's what we're saying.
Yeah,
go sit in another chair.
Get up from the Lego chair.
Right? Come on. Not luck cool. out. Look
but,
out, right?
See, but no, that's
that
not.
That doesn't
no,
even
no,
work.
That's the way it works.
Work. No.
That's all the kids were saying. It.
Nope.
Look out! Right?
How is your patience not tested with how much Dougie time there's been?
Because it is fascinating, and I love every frame. It draws me in. It's like watching a moving painting.
Stop watching.
Fascinating. And his performance, the weird quirks and what he connects up with and pulling on his sleeve for no reason for 5 minutes, I find that stuff fascinating.
So you're both responding to the pacing of the show.
Yes,
Ralph
I
likes
love
it, and Bean hates it for that reason.
I'm wallowing in it.
Kevin, did you hear the words? Watching Dougie pull on the sleeve
yeah,
of his
makes
jacket
me
for
watch.
5 minutes.
Makes me want to watch.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's human nature in a way and an examination of ways you never see in film or television. Nobody takes time like that to do that.
It is true. You don't usually actually sit and watch paint dry, but we can now.
But you don't have to.
Just turn away from the paint.
Just look. Somewhere else.
Go in the other room where there's no paint.
You have 700 other shows you keep up with. Watch one of those.
Just saying. I don't feel like a luck out.
See?
Luck out!
You're doing a great service for your country, Albert.
I love Gordon. He's my absolute favorite thing on the show.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Tim Allen, 64. Rivers Cuomo's 47. Steve-O, 43 years old. Chris Evans, Captain America himself. 36 years old. DJ Snake is 31. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the Olsen twins. Hey, the Olsen twins, birthday is today, and the guy
Bob
that's
Saget.
Here used to work with them.
Bob Saget,
right.
Yeah.
It all ties together.
Right.
This is like Fullest House, this show. Kat Dennings is 31 years old.
Famous
today,
Philadelphian.
Well. Another Philadelphian, yeah. Boys, a lot of Philly on the show today. And Aaron Taylor Johnson. Is 27 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Think you're up, Bob Saget next.
You love the damn Full House, right? I did so much family television, I have Tourette's now. You know what I'd like to do now? I'd like to put a shoebox on my lap and give you a puppet show. My dad's like, if your mom and I are having sex and we videotape it and she falls out of bed funny, can I win $10,000? The Backstreet Boys, they're f***ing awesome. And they are back and they are street and they are boys and they are men. And they rock my f***ing world. Actually, name dropping is bullshit. It really is. Quentin Tarantino told me that. He said, name dropping is bullshit. And I said, you're f***ing right, Quentin. And we were up all night and Tribeca was off the hizzle. Marijuana's not a drug. I used to suck f***ing for coke.
Saget, you rock! You suck f***ing for coke!
That's what I do. I suck f***ing. But only for coke.
Here's the host of America's Funniest Home Videos, Bob Saget. This guy sucks almost as bad as that guy on Full House.
Not suitable for children, you guys. Hey,
not even bleeped.
Right? I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When you're, we were talking about your TV daughters, your Full and Fuller House TV daughters celebrating
yes.
a birthday today.
Yeah.
What do you? This is a legitimate question. What do you? What can you possibly get billionaire friends for their birthday?
Well, I texted them already this morning, and that's really
that's
all. That's what they want is
just to hear from their TV dad.
My friendship. Yeah, they have people that they value in their life, and I'm lucky. I lucked out. To be one of them.
You're a luck out, Bob.
Please don't. I'm not. I can't
you're
say it.
Out.
I don't want to hear this song. I don't want to hear this song
really,
again. No, I said I don't want to
hear
the song.
Okay.
You guys have misunderstandings here. I did I never heard that expression ever before.
Because it's not a thing.
It is a thing.
I always knew vernaculars. I prided myself on that.
Okay.
I think. So I don't think that was real.
It was a SoCal thing.
We are denying.
You're from
really?
Philly, right?
Well, yeah. I was Philly and Virginia. Yes. Yeah. And you were saying Kat Dennings is from Philly, and she was also my television daughter, and it is her birthday today as well.
Wow.
She was on a show called Raising Dad with Me that only lasted.
Now will you text her as well?
I will.
Look at you keeping in touch with all your co-stars.
Yeah, I do that. And another friend of mine named Sam Gray, it's his birthday today. And I've got anybody else's birthday today, I'm going to text.
Okay. Okay. Anybody that wants a text from Bob, go ahead and let us know.
And I'll tell him I lucked out.
Now, Bob, right there.
No, I don't want to hear the song. Wait a minute. Kevin, why are you dancing to this?
You have to. How do you not dance to this?
No, no one's looking at you.
Right?
Everybody works here, and you're dancing.
I shake that ass, Bob. You know me.
You did, but I just
dance
saw your
not.
Head.
Right as you sat down, as you came in the room and sat down, you
right.
heard the tail end of the conversation Ralph and I were having about Twin Peaks, which is a show that we both watch.
I do,
but
too.
But we get different degrees of enjoyment out of it.
Right.
I'm still in. Where are you on Twin Peaks?
I am in. I'm up to episode 5. Is 6 out?
6 was this past Sunday, yes.
And I missed it because I've been pseudo busy because getting ready to luck out.
Nope.
And, no, okay. And I like the pacing, which is not like that song. I actually, you know, it's old school pacing, and I also saw a documentary with David Lynch, which was pretty interesting, which is he's an artist, and that's how he approaches it. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend won't watch it. First thing, she never saw the series, so you have to. It was on 2 years, is that correct?
I think.
That's right.
91?
Yes.
So that's 24 episodes, 48 episodes, something like that?
20. Oh, I don't even think it was that many.
Whatever it was, if they did 22 a season or something crazy,
right.
If they were that fortunate. I was obsessed with it.
Totally. We were too. Yeah.
And it's a different pacing than that because you couldn't do this on network because paint dries is why, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what you were saying.
This is 18 hours of show with about 6 hours of content.
It's like watching a stand-up where you wait 9 minutes for the joke.
but it sounds like you're saying everything like you're out.
No, I'm in. I'm in.
You're
I'm
in.
My girlfriend doesn't like the backwards talk, you know.
That freaks a lot of people out.
Yeah.
But it's no big deal. It's just you talk forward.
Can I hear you do it again?
Laura Palmer. And it's you know, but I love Red Curtains. I'm a big fan.
Sure.
And, sure. Right? And we don't need to go there. But
right. Already went.
Right?
That was the line of the day, Bob. You can go ahead and leave. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for having me. I like a little bell. I'll have a room.
The reason Bob is here and the reason he is so busy is his big event of the year that we always are honored to have you on to promote is coming up this Friday night at the Beverly Wilshire. This is 30 years of you performing and hosting since 2002 to raise money for scleroderma research.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've had great lineups in the past. I think this looks like the best one ever.
This is
insane Friday night.
Pretty wonderful. And some of it is due to, I'm going to say it out loud, Kevin's wife, Melissa, because she gives me back rubs every morning. Whoops. No, she is just...
Well, you guys have been doing it for a long time. You and Melissa.
First excellent use of that song.
Thank you.
She's an amazing person, and she's on our board as well.
She found out that she was on your board by reading it in the program. That was odd for her. I'm looking at the program, and I'm apparently a board member.
This invite is upsetting me.
No, Bob doesn't.
This event, by the way, is called Cool Comedy Hot Cuisine. So you get a great meal from Top Chef Masters. And then listen to this. Bill Burr, Zach Galifianakis, Jeff Garlin, Jimmy Kimmel, Ray Romano, John Stamos. The only thing that could make this better is if somehow the Counting Crows were performing.
Oh, special musical guest Counting Crows.
Look
at that.
It's going to be a longer night than... Is that okay? Was the baby being squeezed? What was
that?
No,
the kids love the Counting Crows.
They love the Counting Crows, apparently.
Oh, that's so cool. Maybe because
a lot of little kids do.
They love birds.
Now, Bob, you do this 3 times a year. You do it in San Francisco, New York, and here.
And Vegas.
So
now we have 4 places. And every year in December, we do it in New York at Caroline's. We raised $800,000 in Caroline's.
That's crazy.
And our goal is to reach... Our chairman's goal is to reach $2 million this year. And what happens with this money is we've raised over
25 years, over $40 million that goes directly to research
That's
centers.
That's crazy.
And what's great
Tell us
is
what scleroderma is.
Scleroderma is hardening of the skin. And so, and it affects mostly women in the prime of their lives and a huge African-American contingency of people, which is the stats are kind of staggering, the proportion of people that get it.
But you don't hear about it that
no,
much.
No, you don't. Like you don't. It's a boutique disease, which makes it sound better.
It does, sort of, but
it's a bed and breakfast disease, but but it is incredibly painful for many, and it can start as Raynaud's arthritis in your fingertips, and then it can spread to your esophagus, and some people can live a full life. You can live to 100 with it. I know people that have.
You just throw out $40 million like that's nothing.
It's a huge
that's
thing.
That's great.
Well, it's so many benefits, and they decided to honor me this year. So they said, Bob, could you honor as well? We want to honor you, and could you also host it and produce it and book the talent?
Okay.
What an honor.
So
thank
how are
you.
They honoring you exactly?
And what tables am I bussing? But it is an honor because there are patients there and people that are literally getting put into remission right now. I actually helped someone yesterday who is an old friend I hadn't heard from and knows me as kind of the poster boy for the disease because I've been working so long on it. But it's really the people that are on our board and our chairman that are doing it.
Are there tickets available?
There are tickets. And the website that you could go to easily is srfcchc.org. So it's srfcchc.org. And that stands for Cool Comedy Hot Cuisine. And it'll be a long night. And Jimmy Kimmel does the auction with me, which he did last year and a half ago. We do it in L.A. because we can't do them. Trying to do three events of that size a year.
Yeah, that's all you'd be doing.
It really is. And I'm performing. I just did a new special and all this other stuff. But everything just goes away while you do something that means this much. And when I hear from people that are really being cured. And
that has to be so rewarding.
It is. And I'm such a cynical bastard, and then I go and hear from someone, or someone calls my girlfriend's friend. Her aunt has had it for years, and she was misdiagnosed. My sister was misdiagnosed and lost her life after 3 years, and because they didn't have the science and the rheumatology.
Hey, Bob, speaking of the science, how are they doing in trying to find a cure?
Well, they really are. You know, all those years we'd watch Jerry Lewis telephone, and he would go, "We're coming close to the gene." You know,
right.
You don't want to hear a guy go, "Let's check the tote." You know, I don't really feel like you're curing. You're not curing disease if the guy goes, "You know, we found the gene." But they are.
Is that your Jerry Lewis?
I only do two impressions.
Okay.
That and my mother. Bobby, stop it. Stay on track. but what has happened is because we fund centers at Johns Hopkins, Stanford, UCSF, those places have thousands, literally 2,000 to 3,000 scleroderma patients. So they do test trials on them. And you can't do that in just a rheumatologist's office. They treat symptoms, and some are great. All over the country, and what happens is if you're able to get to one of these centers, then you can work in tandem with a rheumatologist in your area. But I believe for people to be helped, they have to go to people that are working on it exclusively.
Right. Gotcha.
And once you open up a disease, once you find what makes that disease tick, there is that aha moment. And we've had a couple of them that you can share with everyone. You share with cancer and cystic fibrosis and.
This doesn't mean that the guys in AHA also have this, does it?
No, none of them have it.
Okay.
But the
nervous for a minute there.
AHA sounded like a band for a moment.
It is a band. That was a band. That was a joke by Bean where he was working a band title into the conversation.
I think that's good.
Take it on me, Bob.
Well, I feel like I.
You're all right. Don't worry about it.
I luck out.
Give the website one more time for people who want to get tickets to the event. It's at the Beverly Wilshire this Friday night with that all-star lineup. Bill Burr, Zach Galifianakis, Jeff Garland, Jimmy Kimmel, Ray Romano, John Stamos, Counting Crows, Bob Saget, and more. One more time, Bob.
And I will be hosting and crying. And it is srfcchc.org.
Bob, you should make it more difficult.
Guess. Well, it is. It's Scleroderma Research Foundation. The foundation website is srfcure.org.
Oh, there you go.
So you could probably get there easier.
Okay.
Rather than me doing just call letters for a station in Pacoima.
Hang on, Bob. We'll be right back right after this. All right. Bob Saget is our guest, by the way. Once again, this Friday night, the Cool Comedy Hot Cuisine. You can go to srfcure.org to buy tickets for that all-star lineup. And then the following weekend, Bob, you're going to be at the Irvine Improv, I understand, right?
I am.
Saturday on the 23rd, 24th of June. Tickets on sale now. Improv.com.
And that's an amazing room. Have you ever been in there?
Ralph, didn't you guys just play Irvine?
We just played it Saturday.
You did your podcast.
Kevin Smith
right?
and I did a show on Saturday there. It was great.
It's amazing
it's
in there.
It's an awesome room.
It's really like 600 or 700 seats or something crazy.
It's 500 plus at least, yeah.
It's 800, 900 seats,
I don't
right?
think it's nearly that many.
It's
no.
1,400,
nope,
1,600.
Way, way, way over.
It's infinity
now.
And beyond.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're in here, Ralph, because Bob is here, too, and we thought it might be fun to play another game.
Well, you know, Bob was talking about his charity, and I thought we could play a little game and donate some money to his charity.
Okay. All right.
That's sweet, Ralph.
With a game show that is sweeping the nation called Bobbing for Answers.
Now come along and bob for answers.
Yeah!
Like Bob Saget can.
Aha!
Come along and bob for answers. Because Bob Saget is a man.
Nope.
We're gonna bob, bob, bob for answers.
I'm not a man.
Bob, 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 bob. We're bobbing for the answers. Come on and join the fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your favorite game.
Bobbing for answers!
And here's your host, Ralph Garman.
Thank you, Omar Khan. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to play Bobbing for Answers. Bob, this is a game show where you are the only contestant.
I'm honored that the theme song mentions me. Right? That means you planned this.
Yes,
same
we
with,
did. It's just
same
for
with
you.
Bobbing for Answers.
A lot of work.
Yes. Here's how we play the game. We asked Google, the search engine,
right,
a series of questions or statements.
You have access to that here?
We do, yes.
Wow.
But before we finished our question or statement, we got interrupted. There we go. Smooth.
Yep.
Did you go to a Montessori school?
What we would like you to do is to finish the question or the answer that we put up on Google, and if your answer matches the top three auto-completed answers from Google, you will win $1 for each point that goes to your charity.
It goes right to Sclerotum Research.
Right.
So I actually have to take this seriously.
Absolutely, right. Yes. $1 for each point that you get. We've got the top 10 here, okay?
Now, I think it's important to mention, we didn't mention this last time, that Google does take out the most offensive
There's a filter
answers.
On it, so we don't get any curse words.
Yes.
Which means you might have put some in.
No.
If I did them.
Right.
Oh, I would never.
You might guess one of those because that might be the correct answer.
You might be trying to complete this phrase or question, and you might say something dirty, thinking that's what Google would say. But we have filtered those out.
Okay. Is the explanation of it longer than the actual game?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. If we just start with question one, I think we'll all understand what's going on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pete.
We type this into Google. You need to complete it for us. If you match the top three, you get a point. Here it is. How much is too much? That's where we stopped. How much is too much? Fill in the blank. What did Google say? Top three auto-completed answers by Google.
You only have to give us one, though, Bob. If it's in the top three, you win.
Yes.
Oh, when she says stop.
No, I'm sorry, Bob.
When she says that hurts.
The top three are...
When he says that hurts.
How much is too much vitamin C? How much is too much water? How much is too much protein? Were the top three auto-completed
But that's where I was going,
from
the protein.
Does not count.
In a roundabout way.
It does not count. We're moving on.
No, that's not fair.
We typed into Google search, I wish I was... I wish I was... And then Google completed it. Can you name one of the top three?
An Oscar Mayer wiener.
No.
That's a pretty good answer.
Fantastic guess.
No, but I really wish that.
The top three were us.
Because then everyone would be in love with me.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was in Dixie. And I wish I was special.
Well, the second one, I wish I was in Dixie. That's where I was going with the wiener. You know, see, because it's Dixie,
uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But if you do it as two words,
I
go off the air.
Yep, exactly. Yeah,
here's the third one.
All right.
Why can't I
win money for Scrooge?
That's not one of the top three.
Find my keys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
no,
that wasn't mine.
The top three are: why can't I cry? Why can't I cry? Why can't I pee?
Oh,
what?
Wow. That's probably why you can't cry because you can't pee. I mean,
or you're crying because you can't pee.
Or you're crying because it hurts so much.
Why can't
when you
I
pee.
Stop thinking about him? Was the third. A lot of lonely ladies.
Oh, that would have been mine.
Hey, Allie.
It would have been Stamos.
So where are we on the tote board?
Zero.
Okay.
0 points.
You got
so
another
far.
One?
Yeah, we got 10. We're down to number four.
Oh, no. Really?
Who is the most popular?
Athlete.
I'm sorry. No.
What?
Top three. Who is the most popular YouTuber? Who is the most popular superhero? And who is the most popular singer? Were the top three auto-completed answers from
All right, I was
Google.
Kind of somewhere someday.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
Who was the most popular singer? Does it say?
Well, I didn't click it.
So you actually just had the questions. You don't.
Yeah. We typed it in, then we let it auto complete what the most popular.
I just now understand what this is.
Oh, okay, good. You've used Google before.
So now
right?
we're going to fly.
Okay. When was the last time you
pulled down your zipper?
Well, I don't know. We might have to go to the judges on this one because here are the top three.
Okay.
When was the last time you could smoke on a plane?
Okay.
When was the last time you cried? There's a lot of crying on Google, apparently.
Sure.
Right.
And then when was the last time you got laid?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a point.
Got laid, pulled down the zipper. I think it's pretty close.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we'll give it to him.
That's one. I appreciate that. One American dollar.
Thank you. And every time I pulled out my zipper, an angel gets its wings.
I'm afraid of this one.
I don't think that's how it works.
And I cry.
Okay.
I'm afraid of
that
this one.
That is how it works.
Why is my penis... What did Google complete that statement with? Why is my penis...
In the other room.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Top three.
I like your answer best.
Why is my penis curved?
Curved? Well, that's called Peyronie's syndrome. I know about that. I've done a lot of work.
Another one of your charitable causes?
No, I just work.
Are you doing an event for them?
I work for Kaiser.
Why is my penis itchy? Was the second one?
Well, that's an easy one. Wash it.
Why is my penis so small?
Well, I wouldn't understand that one.
Of course not.
What is the smell of...
My penis.
I don't think we're making progress.
No, I'm sorry.
The top three are... What is the smell of death?
What is
the smell of fresh-cut grass?
That's where I'm talking.
What is the smell of colitis?
That's where you're talking?
What is the smell of colitis?
Of colitis?
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
What is colitis?
That's the line from Hotel California.
And people want
to know when they hear that. They go, what the hell is that?
Is that when it won't stop itching?
No.
You get colitis?
Very different.
Why do kids fill in the blank according to Google autocomplete?
I got to be very careful with this.
Yes, you do.
Lie.
Why do kids lie? Number one.
Look at that. He did it.
They do it because they find out at about 9 years old that they have to survive because their parents catch them and make them. They repress them. Is what I think. Right. So I think the first thing you should do at 8 is teach your child to shoplift. You know, and lie.
Here are the other two.
And then they won't want to do it because you try to teach it.
I mean, that's some great parenting advice.
Thank you very much.
Why do kids bully?
Why is my kid in the other room?
Why do kids bully? The second one. And why do kids eat boogers? What's the third?
Oh, I knew a kid, Richard Sweeney, that did that, and it was disgusting. He said they tasted like bacon.
I like that you still know his first and last name.
Yeah, it was Norfolk, Virginia.
There's no danger of him coming after me right now. What is the best way to stop? Google auto-completed it with...
Urinating.
What's the best way to stop biting your nails?
That's what I'm saying.
Best way to stop a dog from barking?
Same.
What's the best way to stop crying while peeling onions?
All of them are my answer.
That's not true at all. None of them are your answer.
And lastly, what do you call a woman... How did Google complete that? What do you call a woman...
Of the evening.
What do you call a woman with black hair? What do you call a woman who is engaged? And lastly, what do you call a woman with one leg?
Oh, that's Peg or Eileen. We all know that. And that's not funny, by the way.
The hell it's not.
Why do I cry when I urinate is all I got out of this.
Well, we raised $1 for the
Scleroderma
Research Foundation. $2 for Scleroderma Research Foundation, folks.
Thank you.
Bobbing for answers.
Nicely done.
That's going to help save lives.
SRFcure.org for the event this Friday. Kevin, you're going to be there along with your wife and all the great stars that we mentioned. And then the following weekend, don't miss Bob on stage at the Irvine Improv. Tickets on sale now for Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th at improv.com. Bob, we love you, man. We'll see you soon.
I love you so much. Thank you.
So, excuse me, we have the stupid Cleveland Cavaliers to blame for winning one game in the NBA Finals for the reason that there was no Bachelorette episode last night, right?
That's correct, yes.
Because they were playing basketball, so they took away so we don't have the Ralph and P report right now.
Had the Warriors swept, there would have been a Bachelorette last night.
God damn the Warriors. We wanted to catch up with P anyway, because it's a big sports thing, and that's what P does as the co-host of the Petros Money Radio Show on AM 570. Hey, P, how are you, man?
Maybe it's for the best that the Bachelor franchise has taken a week off.
Agreed. This week in particular, maybe keep the heat off of them a little bit, huh?
Yeah, maybe a standing eight count for the... For the franchise.
Yep. What do you make about all this BIP drama?
Well, I think that it's an interesting thing that happened if you read all the different reports, because I'm actually kind of shocked it didn't happen before or something like this, where they have producers encouraging people to drink and hook up. And obviously, whenever there's that combination and cameras and sound people and people that are trying to get ahead, there's trouble. And I can't believe they had as many seasons as they had without some kind of major controversy like this. Because it's different from The Bachelor or Bachelorette, where there's one person and that one person kind of controls the narrative.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like a frat party with a bunch of drunks and syrupy liquor and a sweaty bartender. It's great.
It's half guys, yeah. half girls, right.
Yeah, it's a bad scene, though.
And in no way to minimize actual sexual assault.
No, but no one's really sure exactly what happened.
And whether it happened
like
or not.
Anything when you have, we deal with this all the time in the sports world, you just root for the truth to come out. But
right.
they were playing with fire for a long time. You know, there's no doubt it's an exploitive show, and the people want to be exploited to go on it, but where's the line? Right.
Exactly. Well, I guess we'll find out if this thing gets settled or goes to court or what happens next, but what it's going to mean for the future, what kind of rule changes they're going to make for future episodes of Bachelor in Paradise if they decide to even do it anymore, I guess we don't know yet.
I think the BIP is BIPed, guys.
Really? You think that's it? It's done,
yeah,
huh?
I think that's it.
Wow. All right, well, let's turn our attention to basketball. And here's the question that a lot of people are asking, P, and I'm sincerely interested in your opinion. Was this a fun basketball season, or was it just a question of waiting out the clock because we all knew how it was going to end from the minute Kevin Durant signed to Golden State?
You know, you're right. And the people that all said, it's over, it's done with, this is it, when he made that decision, they were right. And if you like it and you're really into dominance and you want to see all the records broken, that's great. If you want to see competition and not have a foregone conclusion, it sucks. Now, there was a shred of hope this season because the Cavs beat the Warriors last year.
Right.
And they bullied them around. And you can say, you know, how can a team with LeBron James on it getting a triple-double every game lose a seven-game series? Well, now we know they're not only going to lose a seven-game series, they're going to be dominated. Mm-hmm. And personally, and I know the rules are the rules, and I don't want to fault Kevin Durant, and, you know, these guys are their own little franchises worth billions of dollars, and it's hard to imagine and be in their shoes, but this is something that I'm not very interested in. I mean, I don't want to watch a team that won 73 games last year.
Right.
Right.
Add one of the top three best players in the NBA and suddenly write a story about how great Kevin Durant is, or, you know, how he's finally overcome his finals demons and all that. It's like, no, I mean, he's a great player and he's got a championship, but he joined a team that won 73 games that should have won the NBA finals last year without him.
Right, but they didn't. And I was getting a lot of hate last night because I was really impressed with Kevin Durant because he scored over 30 points in every fight. In every finals game. I mean,
yeah.
That's crazy. He
yeah,
didn't just
crazy.
Ride the coattail of a great team. He pretty much took the lead.
Yes, but you also understand that Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, they're standing out there.
Agreed.
They have to be guarded, you know, which means that frees up one of the best players in the NBA to work. And the Warriors system does that. The Warriors are great. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're one of the greatest things we've ever seen. I hate all the arguments about who's better, Jordan or LeBron, or who's the greatest backcourt ever. If the Warriors sweep everybody, are they better than the Bulls?
Right.
I mean, there's such BS, and they're unprovable points, and they're the dumbest arguments in the world. And I do know that Kevin Durant is a great basketball player and seemingly a great guy. But I don't want to be fed some narrative that he is a hero now for joining a team that was going to that won an NBA Finals the previous year, lost when they were up 3-1, and then dominated this one. I mean, okay, great, good for you.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. So the Warriors being so dominant brings...
That's like me joining Kevin and Bean and saying, wow, look, Kevin and Bean is so successful. It's like, well, yeah, they've been, you know...
Pete,
well,
don't...
I compare myself to Kevin Durant. I'm on AM Sports Radio.
Don't jump onto this sinking ship, P. Seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I understand. But so it's good for basketball in that now non-basketball fans know the Warriors are great and may be attracted to that, but it's probably not fun for hardcore basketball people who look forward to and love the games and not knowing where they're going to go.
Yeah, it's a lot better to have evenly matched teams.
Yeah.
Well, do you like parity?
Yes.
You know, I mean, do you want to see the Oklahoma City Thunder take it one year, the Cavs take it one year? You know, do you want to see somebody else compete?
Sure.
You know, maybe even the Spurs, you know, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I mean, the rules are the rules, and no one can fault Kevin Durant for doing what he wants to do. Again, it's very hard to put yourself in the shoes of these guys because they don't have peers. You know, it's very easy to criticize Kobe Bryant. I've made a career out of it. But, you know, he's a peerless person. They only have a couple people in the world that are like them, so it's really hard to judge him. I just don't enjoy it. I mean, I don't enjoy watching the Warriors beat everybody by 30 all season.
Last question, and we are out of time, and thank you again for coming on, P, and that is, what's your best guess now on to what LeBron's next move is then? Does he stay in Cleveland?
Well, there is a school of thought that he has brought, and LeBron is, let's get it straight. LeBron is the best basketball player in the world right
Agreed.
Now. You know, I was a child watching Michael Jordan, you know, just like when I was a water boy for Rolling Hills High School. Those guys seemed like the greatest athletes in the world to me because they were big and strong when I was a kid. And Michael Jordan never missed when I was a kid.
Right.
Especially in the playoffs. But LeBron's the best thing in the world going. There's no doubt about it. He already brought a championship to Cleveland, and all the misery in that city was lifted. Of course, then Cleveland blew a 3-1 lead almost immediately afterwards in the in the World Series. But I think that they would forgive him if he left.
He leaves, doesn't he?
People are saying Clippers or Lakers.
Yep, right.
Because he loves Beverly Hills, and he's best friends with Chris Paul, and he wants to be involved like all these other idiots, Kobe and Elton Brand, and they want to be involved in production. They suddenly think they're storytellers.
I mean, I wouldn't hate King James coming to the Lakers.
No, I mean,
I'd be all right with that.
He's the greatest thing ever. You know, I mean, I hate live sporting events, and when he would play at Staples, and I lived down the street, I'd go watch him just because I'd never seen anything like that, exploding to the basket and screaming and shedding people like a giant running back. I mean, he's beautiful, and he could end up here, but those are all pipe dreams and things like that. You know, it wouldn't be surprising if he stayed there.
Okay,
well,
fair enough. I think you should get a tattoo of "I hate live sporting events" somewhere on your body, P, as a sports radio host.
Well, you know, I don't want to go and watch in the crowd. I'd rather work.
Understood. All right. Patrick's Money Radio Show, once again this afternoon, AM 570 Spock Sports Radio. Thanks so much for jumping on. We'll see you at the same time next week for the Bachelorette Report. Thanks, Pete.
All right, guys.
Bob is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. Good morning, sir.
Corinne just drank too much. She never would have done what she did with DeMario in the pool otherwise. And why didn't the people at Bachelor in Paradise step in to stop the incident? She's demanding to know.
Yeah.
What will her boyfriend think? That she was nude and drunk and cavorting with a guy in the pool in Puerto Vallarta in front of cameras for Bachelor in Paradise.
Can I guess what he would think?
Not good things.
Again?
She would never jeopardize that relationship, Kevin.
Oh.
That's what this is all about, this whole Bachelor in Paradise production halt.
Did you hear P say he thinks it might not come back? Think this could be the end of the franchise.
Look, it just takes one lawsuit. You guys know how the corporate world works.
Yep.
It takes one lawsuit, one legal question mark for lawyers to step in and say, well, no, you can't do anything like that again. Because look how it exposes us. Not just Corinne being exposed the way she was.
Right.
But legal exposure.
Sure. That's why we don't do the Hold Your Wee for Wee contest anymore.
Right. So, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But here's my thing. And I hope everyone recognizes that I'm a big fan of women, and I think often consent, way too often, consent is not considered when it comes to sexual altercations and certainly assault. If you're on a TV show, and you know cameras are following you everywhere, and you're concerned about your behavior and what your boyfriend back home is going to think about you, don't you maybe then hold yourself to four drinks?
I mean, isn't there some personal responsibility that has to be
accepted on behalf of this woman?
That's what makes this
so
horrible.
Is she a child that the people, the camera people and the producers have to step in and protect her from herself because she cannot conduct herself?
And for producers to say, in the footage, she is completely lucid, acting like this is just normal, this is just a hookup.
She was fully engaged, they claim. It seems like she knew what she was doing.
Then how are they going to step in? It's this... Ugh. Thank you.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm with her.
Yeah.
So now at least we know what's going on. But apparently she's lawyered up and it's going to be still... This is not over yet. We'll have to wait and see. Forbes magazine, as you know, their only job these days is to list rich people.
Right.
And they've done it once again. I thought this was a confusing list. Usually I challenge you guys to play along, but I think you'd be hard-pressed.
Okay.
But we'll try. It is their list of what they're calling the highest paid entertainers.
Bobo.
In show business. This list is highest paid entertainers for the year, okay? So that means what they got paid this calendar year. And entertainers, by entertainers, it opens it wide up. We've got authors.
Oh.
Musicians. Professional athletes. So it's hard to narrow it down for you guys. But if you want to take a shot.
Lady Gaga!
I'll let you. No, she did not make the top 10 earners this year.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling, $95 million, made her number three on the list, Ellie. Nice. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Thank you. You said authors, so.
Because usually you're awful at these kind of games.
I'm awful. Thank you.
But in this case, you're right on.
Cristiano Ronaldo,
fifth on the list with $93 million.
Thank you.
It's easy to make that much money when you don't pay taxes, I guess. If you don't pay your taxes, you can hold on to it.
I think that's a different one. That's messy.
Different guy. That's Lionel Messi.
No, I think Ronaldo's also getting charged, by the way, with tax evasion.
Really?
Yeah, I just heard the other day that they think $16 million in unpaid taxes.
Yeah, that horrible bust made of him. See that?
Yeah. 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 Oh.
All right, I am going to weigh in here and try to keep the streak alive and say Miss Beyoncé Knowles.
Second on the list with $105 million this year. $105 million this year.
Wow.
I will say P. Diddy.
P. Diddy Combs! $130 million made him number one on the list of entertainers earning this year.
Thank you.
How?
$130 million.
How?
Bad Boy Family Reunion Tour, Sean John Clothing Line, and Chirac Vodka Partnership.
That's quite a trifecta.
Crazy.
All right, I'm going to try and keep the streak going with Smash Mouth.
Oh, see what you've done? You've ruined the streak. You brought the streak down, is what you did.
Smash Mouth.
I answered you no.
Okay, you didn't say no. I thought it was maybe.
How about Sugar Ray, then, if no Smash Mouth?
Oh, you people. I'll give you a hint. Drake was fourth.
Okay. Oh,
$94 million.
O-Town.
That's what Drake and O-Town did not make the cut. Any other guesses for authors, by the way? I'll give you categories. You can tell me.
Stephen King.
No, James Patterson was on the list. At nine with 87.
Is there another
million.
Author or no?
No, we're out of authors now. How about musicians? A couple of musicians on the list.
Are they all solo performers, or could I say
one
like U2?
One solo and one band.
U2.
Not U2. Coldplay, $88 million, made at number eight.
Wow.
The Weeknd, sixth on the list with $93 million.
Be real!
LeBron James was 10th
sure.
with $86 million.
Becky with the good hair.
And I was surprised by 7, because he's just in so much off the national radar these days. But you forget what a big earner he is.
Count Smokey Lawn.
Well, he is off the radar, I'll give you that. But does that give you a clue at all of who I'm talking about?
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
He makes a lot of money, and you said he's off the radar, which he is.
Off the radar.
But he was never really on the radar.
Well... But I got to say Jackie Chan.
Boy, I don't know.
So this is somebody in showbiz, but...
Who was a white-hot media superstar.
Kevin Hart.
And now not really even acknowledged in the mainstream
Actor?
When you think about him. No, how do I say this without giving it away?
Oh, the culty guy.
The culty guy.
Is it the culty
Stephen
guy?
Culty?
The one that has all the seminars.
Tony Robbins?
Yes.
He's not an entertainer.
I mean, he is, really.
A little bit.
This guy's a radio personality.
Oh, Rush.
No.
Oh.
Not Rush Limbaugh?
Not Rush Limbaugh.
Howard Stern?
Howard Stern.
Oh. Sure.
Really?
$90 million he made this year.
Good for you.
But am I right? Stern
yes.
was
yeah.
the king
You're
of all media.
Right. Sure,
he was
yeah.
everywhere.
Yep.
And yeah. now, do you think, does a day go by where you think of Howard Stern at all?
Not much, no.
Unless you listen to Sirius, I guess you wouldn't really think about him.
And doesn't and he's he not like a judge
two,
on...
2.5 days a week or something is all he's on
I don't
on
think
now,
he's
right?
even on America's Got Talent.
He's not even
Got
on
America's
Got Talent anymore, right?
Hmm. Yeah. But he's quietly making $90 million a year, apparently.
Pretty good
wow.
deal.
That's nuts.
So no Jackie Chan?
No Jackie
okay.
Chan, no.
All right.
And no culty guy who I'm
Count Smoke.
I was white hot at the beginning of that, wasn't I?
Good times.
Today's... Meatball guy?
I think there's a lot of guys. Just fill in the blank guy.
Senor Grande?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Tim Allen is 64 years old today. Rivers Cuomo is 47. Steve-O, our buddy Steve-O, celebrates his 43rd birthday. Anybody think Steve-O's going to reach 43, by the way?
No.
Anybody
no,
have
very
that
happy.
In the pool?
Very happy.
Me too, but did not seem likely at one point in history. Chris Evans, 36 years old today. DJ Snake, 31. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, 31 years old as well as Kat Dennings. And Aaron Taylor Johnson celebrates his 27th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Allie, when is this Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones interview supposed to air? Is it this coming Sunday night?
Oh, just in time for a big slap in the face to all the parents of Newtown. It'll be on Father's Day this Sunday.
It sounds to me like you've got your mind made up about Alex Jones.
Right?
A little bit.
I still am open to what the man has to say because he makes a lot of good points, I
oh,
think.
Geez.
He's the Infowars.com guy. He's the crazy conspiracy theory and a friend and supporter of President Trump. And he did an interview with Megyn Kelly that's going to air this weekend. And he, as soon as he finished filming that interview, he took to his own airwaves to start essentially blasting her. And I think you guys are going to be a little bit surprised about some of the things he had to say about Megyn Kelly and folks like her.
You think about working for the New World Order long and hard, and everybody at Media Matters and all the rest of it, you think about that. Because you can have that painted-on Joker smile all you want. And those lawyer sociopath eyes. But at the end of the day, I've spoken the truth. And I've warned you. And I've laid out the facts. Because I have basic humanity. And I know that's not the trendy mainline culture that's pushed. And I'm not even singling Megyn Kelly out.
No, it doesn't sound like it. You're being very complimentary to Ms. Kelly, right?
And you know, saying she's the end-all, be-all of evil. But not feminine. Cold.
Oh.
Robotic. Dead. I felt zero attraction to Megyn Kelly.
Well, who cares?
Wait a minute. She's interviewing him. What difference does that make?
It's not a Tinder date. Like, why would he even bring that up?
That's bizarre.
A little more.
That's not an insult to Megyn Kelly.
No.
I talked to a lot of folks that know her. They said, no, it's the same. Because you're dealing with sociopaths, a psychopath. I don't know. But I wanted to see it for myself. The girl next door, sitting there with the toad creature.
Okay, so I'm sorry. What? The girl next door sitting there with the toad creature is how he—that's how he characterizes their meeting. So we thought, look, why speculate as to what Mr. Jones said? Let's just get him back on the phone. Our friend Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. Hey, Alex.
Yeah, it's very typical of you not to even talk about the fact that I have demanded that Megyn Kelly take her slam job, her cutthroat. The profile of me off the air on this Sunday. I do not want it to air in any way.
Right, and why? What was your reason for that?
Because a typical MSM technique, it's a psyop where she's trying to cut my throat in front of America to make sure that it paints me in the worst possible light because I am telling the truth, and she wants to separate me from the truth. And also on Father's Day, this will make America hate fathers because I am known as one of the great American fathers.
Okay, you mean when you lost your kids in that custody battle with your wife?
That's not. See, once again, you're dealing with things that aren't important. What about?
Well,
it just
seems like if you're saying you're a great father.
What about the animal-human hybrids?
I don't know anything.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
She's not covering the important questions, the important topics. I told her in the interview, how come you're not talking and covering the fact that really, right now, as we speak, we have human-animal hybrids.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar with what you're saying here, Alex. I'm
saying,
look it up. It's everywhere.
Look it up where?
These are happening in laboratories all over. It is the globalists. They are taking us. They are changing us in a basic genetic way, and they're trying to turn us into the slave lizard creatures. Everyone knows this.
Okay.
If it wasn't true, why would peasant farmers in Rangu, Burma have their nipples replaced with carob chips?
I wasn't aware that was happening either.
Well, here's the thing. I'm insane because I have all the truth. And people are looking at me and saying, oh, that can't possibly be true. But if you are ignorant, if you are a Cro-Magnon, then a Bic lighter looks like a magic trick.
Well, that's true, I guess. It's on us. So why did you agree to do the interview, to sit down with NBC News and Megyn Kelly if you
wanted to see it from the inside. We are currently in a war, and if I don't understand the mind of the enemy, how am I ever going to know how it works? I needed to see what's it like for someone like Megyn Kelly, who used to be on the right side of the issues, now to cross over to the MSM and just have to decide what it'd be like to serve the globalist masters. And just as I expected, when I look into her eyes, it was the same thing as a dromedary camel having its hump replaced with a butane tank.
Isn't she just a journalist asking you questions, though? Isn't that all that's happening here?
That's what you would like her to, that's what she would love you to believe, but the truth is she is made completely of extruded polyurethane plastic. Her hands are actually augmented ping pong paddles, let's face it. Her eyes are filled with peppercorns, and before the end of the interview, she tried to inject my scrotum with guar gum and polysorbate 80.
Oh my God. It's a hell of an interview.
But I would not stand for it. I would not take her persimmon lollipop. I would not eat her lobster nor her langoustine.
Okay.
She would never address why Neil Armstrong's knee implant when he returned from the moon would only play Kenny Rogers songs.
I'm not sure if it's that's exciting. Wow. Yeah. But I was thinking about this. Yesterday, Ralph came in on the Showbiz Beat and told us what could have been a very tragic story about actress Jennifer Lawrence, who was on a private plane. She had visited her family in Kentucky and was on her way to New York. And the plane that she was in lost both engines.
Private Is that plane, good? Is that good or bad?
No, it's not ideal. Good. It's not what you're looking
both
for.
Both engines.
While they were 31,000 feet in the air, the plane made an emergency landing with both engines dead. She and the other passengers on the plane walked away without a scratch.
And it was Captain Sully. What are the chances?
I don't think it was, no. But he would be the guy I would want behind the wheel right. in the event of something like that happening. But now for the rest of her life, I mean, every minute that Jennifer Lawrence has, and I hope that there are a lot of them, is just bonus time. I mean, it could have easily all been over then, right?
I think that if you're in a plane and they say, by the way, we've lost the second engine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would think you would start thinking back over your life because this is it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kiss your ass goodbye. Yep. Exactly. Then we come in this morning and we started the show talking about that family in from North Carolina that was in the Bahamas. And a woman is just out just paddling around off the coast there. And her arm gets taken by a shark. Same deal. She terrible that it happened. Lost her arm. Could have easily been the end for her. So many people have stories of where it could have gone just a little bit different and they would be dead, including many of us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah.
And we thought it might be fun to revisit the topic of your near-death experiences. You were convinced that it was the end for you, but somehow you're alive to tell us the story. And it won't surprise anybody that Beer Mug has more of these than most of us do. Hey, Mugs.
Yeah, I almost two really stand out. One of them.
So far.
So far, yeah. That's still, I have a lot of life to live.
Maybe.
In the Kern River, which actually just made headlines this past Memorial Day weekend because there were 28 rescues and 3 deaths. And every year there are deaths in that river because depending on how high the level gets.
Oh, that white water river rafting is great.
Exactly. So people whitewater rapid down it in huge rafts and also other people inner tube. Well, I am the dumbass that inner tubes.
Wow.
And
are you not allowed to in that part of the lake?
You can. No. It's the river.
It's just pretty extreme.
It's extreme. But, yeah. Okay. You know, like I said, depending on the snowpack that year, and like this past year we have a tremendous snowpack, so the river's just rushing. I mean, it's the highest it's ever been. So I was there on a mediocre year and in my inner tube drinking beer, you know, woohoo, totally Larry the Cable Guy in it down the Kern River.
Sure.
And I flipped backwards into like a little waterfall, like underwater part, and I got stuck for about 25 seconds and I couldn't move. I was upside down backwards.
And you were convinced you were going to drown.
My life was flashing in front of my eyes. I said, okay.
That must have been disappointing.
How dare you?
Summer of Death.
But he was able to relive his life like 4 times.
So I was like, oh my God, I can't move. I can't get up. I'm trying to get up and I can't. And I said, the thought of this is it. This is how I go out. and it's over. What crossed my mind? And then by some miraculous, I don't know, act of God, I was able to reach up and grab the top part of my inner tube had a rope, and I pulled up, and I was able to pull myself up. And when I pulled up, it was like the most, like, I was like born again. I was like...
No, that was a good story. Yeah, I got to defend
Bean. But he's got more than one, Bean. We got that kind of time.
And dramatic.
My second one's very quick. On the golf course, driving up, my buddy Adrian hits a ball, and... You know how
Yours?
The golf carts? No. And you know how the golf carts have covers?
Yeah.
The ball landed directly. I was driving the cart directly where my head would have been had that cover not be there. And it was the loudest noise ever as the ball hit. I was convinced if that I would have been dead had that cover not been there. How dare you?
That doesn't sound like a death story.
Yeah, no, that's just a roof helping.
No, yeah. I would have been dead.
So you would have been hit by a golf ball. That's not going to kill you.
It can kill you. The feeling of adrenaline I had after that, because it was that close,
yeah,
it felt like I almost died.
Hey, Muggs. Okay. Just stick with the river rafting.
Okay, yeah. All right.
That was a good one.
I'd cut the golf story.
No, I'm still convinced I would.
No, let the golf story go, though, is what we're saying.
1-800-520-1067. We're looking for your near-death stories. Kevin has one, by the way. I have one. Let's talk to MJ real quick. He's in Yorba Linda, line one, up first on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hey, MJ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? So I was 10 years old. I had just turned 10. I was on a big wheel. There was a house party on the street. I was coming down the driveway. Couldn't look both ways. I was trying to be a good little kid. So I'm thinking I can get out past the cars real quick, just take a quick peek and go across the street. Well, I get past the cars, and a Lincoln Navigator met me, and I ended up underneath the car.
Lincoln Navigator ran over you.
A Lincoln Navigator ran over me.
By the way, that is also the way to tell a story right there.
Boom. Yeah, he got to it.
Done.
Yeah.
And you're 10 years old. How much damage was done? How hurt were you?
So it wasn't, I mean, it was, I mean, thank God. It ended up being most of the damage to my leg. It sounded like the doctor said if it was like half an inch or to an inch closer to my kneecap, all the pressure would have just made it look like a bomb went off in my knee and I would have locked my leg from the knee down.
Oh, my God.
So what happened was is I got pinned beneath the tire and the street and the big wheel. I had a compound fracture of my fibula, so the bone was sticking out, and I was dragged for 10 to 15 feet, so a third of my ankle is now gone.
Wow.
Wow.
Bad deal. Glad you're okay, MJ. Thank you for calling. We appreciate that. Who was it, Allie? Somebody in the news within the last couple of months or so who got shot in the back of the head and the bullet missed every important part of their head, just missed the brainstem, just missed the organs, went right out the nose. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Somebody in real life that happened to. I mean, you talk about how close you could possibly be to death, like MJ was saying. Sometimes it's just a matter of an inch or less. You know what I mean? Depending on where something hits you in the body. All right. What do you want to do here, Kevin?
Take a break.
Take a break. Okay. Yep.
Your call's 1-800-520-1067.
Just ahead of Imagine Dragons, let's talk to Kenny, who's calling us from Long Beach. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You almost died.
Yes, I did. So when I was about second or third grade, we were having a birthday party at my house in Germany, and our stairs were marble, so the kids were just running outside. At the end of the stairs was a radiator heater, but that wasn't there, so it was just the holders.
Mm-hmm.
So I was running outside with my sister. I slipped and fell on the stairs, hit the wall, and the holder, which is about a 5-inch, kind of like a pole thing, impaled my cheek and went through my face.
Oh.
And I was stuck on the wall. And
my Lord.
Yeah. So it went through where my jaw opens and goes through, and it was almost coming out the other side. And
this was your birthday or a friend's birthday?
It was a friend's birthday.
Okay.
And, well, at least it didn't ruin yours.
Birthday.
How does that matter? So, he's got a pole sticking through his head, and he wants to know if it was his birthday.
Just want to find out if it ruined his special day or not. That's all.
All right.
It was someone's special day, but
how much damage? Obviously, you survived. What did they do? What was the medical outcome of that?
So my dad rushed me to the hospital. I had to get 36 stitches from right below my eye to my jawline and my chin.
Oh my God!
The doctor said if it hit 2 inches above where my temple would have been, right next to my eye, it would have killed me instantly.
Wow,
oh, man!
And you I thought nothing bad ever happened in Germany.
Thank you for the call, Kenny. Your calls are next. 1-800-520-1067.
We're going to get to right back to your calls on your near-death experience. It's been a while since we've done this one at 1-800-520-1067, or you can text us. But before we do, Kevin, I'm sure you have at least one.
I have two that come to mind. The first one was when I was in college, I was rock climbing, and I got up into a spot where I couldn't go any higher and I couldn't go lower. I was stuck.
Oh, geez.
And I had to jump. And it was about 100 feet down.
No, oh, sir.
No. It wasn't a long jump, but if I missed it, death. And I just sat there and I thought and I started getting weaker.
What do you mean it wasn't a long jump? 100 feet is enough to break every bone in your body.
No, 100 feet was the death part,
that's
right?
The death. If I fall, I fall 100 feet. Okay. But the jump was about, I don't know, 5 feet over.
But you had to
make
it.
But I had to let go and jump and then grab on.
Oh, man.
So I sat there and thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And then I realized I'm just getting weaker.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to be able to hold on unless, and I just jumped.
Did you die?
Yes, I died. No, I actually caught the other side. I was super surprised. I was like, I live. This is amazing.
Was that your last time rock climbing?
Yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Do you think, and I know this is off subject, but while we're talking about hiking, do you think you would have been able to cut off your own arm to survive like the 127 hours guy did?
Of course.
Really?
I would have just died right there in the rocks. I don't know. And the other was when I flipped my car three times after going to Burning Man.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, that could have happened.
And you don't know. Like, it was at night, so you don't know if there's a huge cliff, if there's a tree.
Yeah.
A giant rock. You have no idea. And the car's flipping, so I just assumed I was dead then, too.
Yeah, but you lived that time, too.
I didn't die that time, either. Right.
Cool.
Let's go to Stephen or Stefan, whichever, in Huntington Beach, please, line 8. And it's so interesting, by the way, and Muggs brought this up in his awful storytelling, that even though it can be a matter of seconds between the time when you realize you might die and the time that you realize how lucky you were that you didn't, that is enough time for you to have a lot of thoughts.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people always talk about their lives flashing in front of their eyes. Kevin, you and I have both been in situations where we thought we were going to die, where it literally feels like you're going in slow motion. You have time to comprehend the enormity of what's happening.
2 seconds does seem like a week,
which is amazing. Yeah. All right, Stephen, welcome to the show, my friend. What's going on?
Good morning, everyone. Long-time listener and first-time caller.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, near-death experience. I was at a theme park, and it was up on one of the loops, and my harness came off.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, so my harness flipped up, and I started to slide out the side of the roller coaster, and I was lucky and fortunate enough that the gentleman next to me reached over, grabbed me by my shirt, and yanked me back in and held me through the rest of the ride.
Oh, my God.
Now, and Kevin gave up rock climbing after his story. Did you give up roller coasters after yours?
I pretty much haven't been back to that same theme park.
That is terrifying. That's a huge fear. When you get on a roller coaster, don't you always say to the person that comes by and checks it, are you sure? Are you sure? And you're just constantly jabbing at it?
No, not really.
Really?
No, I'm not that scared of it, but now I should be,
man.
I guess.
That's a fear of mine. Wow.
Well, the funny part is that after it had came loose and he pulled me back and he held me the rest of the way, by the time the end of the ride, it relocked. And so when I got off at the roller coaster and then you get in and then, you know, the air and it releases it. And I did one of those, should I say something? I kept looking back at it and I kept thinking to myself, should I tell someone? Because it relocked. I just said, forget it. I walked away.
What a selfish bastard.
I wish you flew off the coaster.
I was 12 or 13 years old.
Get off my phone.
Let's go to George.
Why
Line
didn't you tell the people?
Five. I don't know. Mission Viejo. It's a completely different kind of near-death experience. This one does not involve an accident.
George, hi.
Good morning, everybody. Long, long, long time listener.
Thank you.
I was 16, one of my first jobs, and I was working at, I don't know if you're familiar with one of those drive-in dairies, you know, you can pick up, you know, small things. Anyway, so just about closing time, I turned around and this guy standing right in front of me with his gun, he has the trigger pulled back and he's shaking like an absolute leaf. I mean, and right then and there, I thought it was going
to
be over.
Oh, so he had a gun to your head, but he was scared out of his mind and shaking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no. He was losing. I mean, I felt any second that trigger was just going to go off.
Oh, no.
And then so he turned around, he robbed me. We had just gotten paid, so he took my wallet with all my money in it, and then he emptied what was left in the cash register, and about 15 minutes earlier, we had just emptied out the till because it was getting close to closing time.
Right.
And then he told me to turn around, kneel down, put my hands behind my head, and then I just thought, this is it. I'm done. And one of the coworkers that had took the money into the office came out, and she goes, did we just get robbed? And that was the sweetest voice I think I ever heard at that point in time.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Glad you're okay.
That's why I don't drink milk.
What?
Yeah.
We have so many near-death experiences in so little time. Can we do line three, please? This is Araceli from Norwalk.
All right, Araceli, hi.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi. What happened to you?
Happened?
So I was on vacation in Mexico at my grandfather's house, and I was on top of the wrought iron fence looking down the balcony, and my grandfather had some workers down, so when they turned on a machine that they were working on, the wires were peeled and made connection with the wrought iron fence. So I stayed stuck there for a couple of seconds. I passed out, but apparently I was making some kind of noise that my grandfather came out.
So you were basically getting electrocuted.
Yes, and so when they pulled me off, pieces of my skin stayed on the fence.
Okay. All right.
Ouch.
So in Mexico, some rubber shoes were really popular, and that's what saved me.
Oh, because it grounded you.
Yeah, it grounded me.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Were there any after effects health-wise from that much electricity?
I had, like, Tourette's syndrome for, like, a whole year. I would sleep, and I would, like, shake.
Aww. Oh, you didn't have the cursing kind? That's my thing.
No, not the, just the sudden, like...
Kevin wants the cursing kind.
I swear to God. I
was hoping to get it. All right, Araceli.
You think that would just all of a sudden make her curse? I swear to God.
Thanks for calling, Araceli. Go Raiders.
Breaks my heart to hear that Elle McPherson and her billionaire husband, Jeff Soffer, are separating after three long, happy years together.
Well, they tried. They hung in there as long as they reasonably could.
You mean you have to probably cut that in half for the time that they started fighting, right? Where they were miserable.
They're unhappy. I just hope a supermodel and a billionaire can separate and still find love with other people. I don't know. It might be the end for them. They might spend the rest of their lives alone because who wants to spend nights with Elle McPherson, or who wants to spend time on a billionaire's yacht? You know, these people are going to be lonely without each other. I feel bad
for them. Have you seen her lately?
She's ridiculous.
53 years old. She looks 20.
She's stunning.
It's insane.
But if she's lonely, I feel like she needs a shoulder to cry on.
Oh, are you willing?
Wow, that's very nice of you.
Well,
that is lovely.
What a giver.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for recognizing the fact that I'm just, you know, first of all, I love women in a platonic way as a feminist.
Sure.
I think it's my job to support women in any way I can, and I would like to support Elle McPherson.
Wow. That's really kind of you.
So, Elle, if you're listening.
Most guys wouldn't do that.
I know. They'd be like, oh, she's hot. No, I'm worried about the inside of Elle McPherson.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
How dare you people? You're the worst.
Yeah, we're the worst.
Speaking of the worst, this Corinne Olympios from Bachelor in Paradise.
Right, she's the worst.
She's ruining it for everyone. She got hammered and apparently got in the pool with DeMario Jackson. Woo! He is for real, first of all. And second of all, you know him from Rachel's season. They got drunk, they got in the pool, shenanigans went on, clothesless shenanigans. And then, in retrospect, the next day, she was upset, and she got a lawyer. And here's the thing that strikes me even stranger, is that one of the producers raised a red flag to her bosses after seeing the drunken hookup footage. She felt uncomfortable with the footage.
Okay.
And so she also went to her bosses with
a complaint. But doesn't that kind of support what we're hearing about Corinne, thinking that she was not in a position to be sober enough to give consent?
Well, not according to people who have seen the footage.
Okay.
Hmm.
They seem to say that she was completely engaged and seemed to be, first of all, was the initiator of a lot of what was happening.
Not surprising from what we've seen.
And seemed to be fully engaged, in their words, in what was happening. This one producer seemed to have a problem with it. Which I would think is, if you have a problem with drunken hookups, maybe the Bachelor in Paradise gig is not the one you should have accepted if you're working in reality television.
Even if you're on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise is much
it's
worse.
All it is is spring break filmed, basically. Well, anyway, the fun's over, is all I'm telling you. Now we got nothing. No, I'm going to do all summer. I'm going to spend my summer now.
Baseball. What,
talk to my kid?
Oh.
What am I supposed to do?
No replacement for the BIP.
Right? Just kidding, baby. If you're listening, I love you.
She better not be listening to this show.
Yeah, really, to this show. That would be bad parenting. Although my wife sometimes.
Isn't that questionable?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, we were driving, you know, Libby heard your voice on the radio. I was like, why is that, why is that station on with the child in the car? What are you thinking, woman?
If they, so this Bachelor in Paradise is almost certainly not coming back.
Well, I mean, I think certainly not coming back.
We don't know about the future of the franchise.
This season is dead. Yes.
Is dead, right.
The franchise is the question.
So there's a meeting at ABC right now going, hey guys, we have 10 weeks to fill starting in August, right?
Right.
They're probably trying to figure out what to do, yeah.
The Adventures of Kevin and Bean.
Right?
You guys had that one shot on NBC back in the day when you guys would go around and do all those adventures and stuff and they put you on television.
I don't think that was us.
And I think now ABC needs to pick up the gauntlet and put you guys back on television.
I feel like that was...
I feel like that was Mark and Brian.
Yeah.
Whatever. Same thing.
You're right. Yeah.
And Haley Hasselhoff. Remember Haley Hasselhoff got in trouble with the police when she was driving her Mercedes-Benz? With well, she wasn't really driving when the officers found her. She was passed out behind the wheel of her Mercedes-Benz by the side of the road and had apparently had been drinking. Well, this was stunning to me. They released the alcohol blood level when they tested her, when they found her. 0.14.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a whole bunch. That's over twice the legal limit, right?
That is, well...
Was it 0.08?
0.08, so it would be less than twice.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 0.06. Okay.
But
that's a lot.
That is too much.
Wow.
What? That's like Kevin level.
How
drinking?
Dare you? Was it take your daughter to work day or something? Maybe does she have an excuse?
She was not with David Hasselhoff at the time. But
this is a mess.
It is a mess. That's a mess. That's like dangerous level of alcohol.
That's crazy.
That's a remote broadcast with Kevin level.
Listen, we don't have to bring We don't have to bring me into
this. It's just
saying,
parallels to help people.
Just so people can
understand what it means.
I don't think they know enough.
Our
context.
Audience knows plenty. They don't need me to
imagine
be
imagine Kevin
stuff.
In
How?
Vegas.
Why? How come me?
In a morning broadcast, coming in from a strip club, eating a fat burger. Staring at us from across the casino, not realizing we were broadcasting drunk.
Oh, I realized that. I just didn't have any option other than standing there. I was paralyzed, basically, with alcohol.
Yeah. Ever tell you a story, Allie?
No.
Yeah, we're on the air. We started broadcasting. Kevin showed up late and was eating a burger, just staring at us while
staring
we were broadcasting. Just eating his burger.
Yeah.
Oh, and his eyes were all glassed over. There was no, like, recognition.
Yeah.
He realized he should be part of
it
the
may have been
conversation.
A rough night.
May have been.
It was a rough night.
I mean, rough night / morning.
I speak drunk.
Robert Kingman has got a,
I speak
got
drunk.
A movie.
Was that the same time?
I don't know if it was that night or not.
I think that was a different time.
I think that was a different
God
time.
God bless
not
you.
Better.
Sweet spirit. Yeah. Can I hear that? Do we have it?
No, come on. Do we have Kevin?
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Well, we're also going to talk about a movie. I'm sorry, a TV show.
A TV show, too.
A TV show that is on AMC that is fantastic. And the creator of the graphic novel is Robert Kingsman?
Nope, Kirkman.
Can't read my own writing.
Robert Kirkman. Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Isn't it a miracle he ever talked to us again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how I got brought into this. This is a story about David Hasselhoff's kid, right?
I got
story about drunks.
piece of tape here.
I know the story about alcohol.
Kevin and drunk, and I don't know what's on it, but do you mind? Can we just roll the dice and play it?
Rather not. You're listening to the world famous K Rock. This is Kevin Abicho, and it's 25 minutes after 6 o'clock.
You can't go to any more Kings games.
No, you're not allowed to go out at all anymore.
You're not allowed.
It's not that I went to the Kings game, it's that I came, got home about midnight.
You got on a party bus afterwards?
Party.
I don't know that we need that. Yeah. That tape.
That's,
in the playoffs, they go into 20-minute overtime.
That's .14.
That could be all
right there. Wow. Today's celebrity birthdays: Tim Allen, 64. Rivers Cuomo, 47 years old today. Steve-O is 43. Chris Evans turns 36 today. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen and Kat Dennings all celebrate their 31st birthday.
What's with your bell lately?
No, needs to be cleaned.
Oh. Gross. That's disgusting.
I'm Ralph Garman among you.
All right. Look, here's what I'm saying, Kevin. I know you're Mr. Anything Goes, Live and Let Live. You have to behave like a human in public.
Right.
You can't just
This is human behavior.
Right, but this is human behavior that's not appropriate for being in public. All right, let me bring everybody up to speed what's happening here. A Ryanair flight. That's a real airline, right?
Mm-hmm. Sounds
legit,
real.
Right? Yeah. In Europe and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This is a flight from Manchester to Ibiza that's happening a couple of nights ago. And passengers on board realized that there was a couple that wasn't just making out. They were full on doing sex.
I mean,
doing sex.
Who says doing sex?
That's what they were doing. Isn't that the expression?
No.
So they're making sex and they
luck out.
Made no attempt to hide it. It wasn't even like under a blanket.
Yeah.
The woman stood up, took off her panties, and sat down on top of the man she was traveling with.
Okay? Yeah, just for the visual, she is straddled facing him on
facing
top of him.
Right. Yes. So what do you do? This is the conversation we're having off air. What do you do if you're on that plane and you're sitting across from them, you know, across the aisle on this plane?
All right, here's my answer. My answer is, are there kids?
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts,
no.
I do not see anything in the news reports I have seen on the story to indicate that there were children present to be horrified by this grown-up behavior.
All good.
Yeah, you'd take the phone out, right?
No kids. Lots of people did. No kids, all good. A lot of people took their phones out and started taking video of it. Yeah.
Now, there are a couple of things that are surprising about this. One that is not surprising is this is a row of seats on an airplane with three seats. They have the middle and the window seat. There was a person booked on the aisle seat, and she said, no, please. She did ask to be moved and was. But that brings up a bigger question. She asked to be moved, which means that the flight attendants they knew about it, and they said, oh, the couple next to you is having sex on the plane? Okay, we'll put you in a different seat. Why?
Look out!
Right?
Why didn't the flight attendants make this couple separate?
Because they didn't have an in-flight movie.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So it passed for entertainment.
Listen,
who's with me?
Manchester's been through a lot lately.
Right.
Maybe the flight attendant was just like, they're having a rough time. They're going to Ibiza to party. Let's let them get it started a little early.
Right?
In other words, this is like a domestic flight where they allow you to get a little drunker than they might ordinarily flying to Las Vegas.
If you're flying to Vegas, they understand.
The party's on.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, but here's what I'm going to say, and don't tell me this makes me a bad person, Kevin. Look,
You're a bad person for a lot of reasons, though.
Okay. I don't think it's unfair to suggest that there are some things just because they can be done in public in front of adults doesn't mean they should be done in public in front of adults.
Why are you so uptight?
All right, let me ask you this then. How about if instead of doing the sex, these people were...
No one says doing the sex!
If these people just took off their shoes and socks and they just... And everybody on the plane is running around in bare feet.
That's disgusting.
Well, why? There are no kids around. We're adults. We're just on a plane.
No, anything
goes.
That's disgusting whether there are kids around or not.
Why is that disgusting? And these guys having monkey sex is fine.
Because feet are gross. Sex is awesome.
I couldn't have said it better.
I think we have our new shirt.
Feet are gross. Sex is awesome. So if you're walking down the street this weekend, Kevin, and somebody just starts pooping on the middle in the middle of the street.
Bean, why do you
not your
equate,
problem, right?
Why do you equate the worst thing?
Something great with something horrible.
Because what I'm trying to equate is there are things that are done in private and at home and not
Man,
in front of other
so
people.
Tight.
I've just look,
wow.
I'm
Hey, Daddy-o, take it easy. You're really uptight.
Daddy does not like you in this case.
Oh, man. Portugal, the man on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes till 10.
Song of the summer for me.
That's great song, right?
Great.
Love
great
that song. Damn song.
Agreed.
Yeah, me too.
Love it.
Hey, Ralph, I'm glad you're here for two reasons. One is... You got my back that we can't run things the way Kevin wants to, which is that everybody can do everything everywhere all the time.
I'm not
always,
saying
right?
that.
That's not what he's saying at all, and you
That's
do not want to bring
saying.
Me in on this
Thank
one.
You.
You don't want to bring me in on this conversation.
Bring him in, Bean.
Because no, you are wrong.
You don't. We can't live in a society where just people start breaking out having sex in public. That's
are they
not,
going to Ibiza? Is that
well,
happening?
That's not the point.
Are there any kids on the flight? No.
Is you the party good. Playing to Ibiza?
All good.
All good. All right. Let the party begin. Listen, where fun goes to die.
Right?
You wouldn't get it because you don't understand it. But if you've ever been on a party plane to Vegas or Ibiza or the Bahamas or wherever you're going to rock out with your burp out, then you know what it is.
All right, so we
it's
all agree.
All it's all about that.
We all agree it's bad.
They're not doing
right.
it at freaking Gelson's in the produce aisle.
We don't all agree it's bad. Stop saying that.
That's what I. That's my takeaway.
No,
is that
you're wrong.
Bad.
It's good. It's fun. And by the way, you couldn't even see nothing. I was a little bummed.
Right?
A little too covert.
Like, why was your top still on, right?
Yes.
All right, now, thing two.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
Upon further investigation, Allie McKay, what do you have for us on the young couple on Ryanair?
Well, that gentleman was headed to Ibiza for a stag party, a bachelor party, because he has a pregnant fiancé at home.
Yeah!
Oh, he lucked out. Right. He's a lookout.
It's not that he was just cheating with this girl. They met in the airport bar.
Right?
That
oh my god.
Boy has game.
Right?
That's legendary.
I don't know.
Apparently the woman that was sitting next to them asked to be moved. And I said I would call next. I got next. Is that a thing on a
You'd
plane?
You switch seats and call next.
I mean,
oh, Kevin.
I don't think
Let
that's
Let me tell you
thing.
What. That's legendary, my boy.
Right. Legendary. Right.
So he has a six-month pregnant girlfriend. He says, honey, I'm going
All
away
right.
for the weekend
that
for
makes
my
it
bachelor
bad,
party.
Bean. Does that make you happy?
He meets
he's
a chick.
Bad, but the act isn't bad. The right. act of having sex on that plane is not bad.
Agreed.
They're awesome.
Agreed. Here's the only way it would be bad, other than the, you know, pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah.
What if they were totally heinous? Like the ugliest people ever. That would suck, right?
That
Who's
would,
with me?
That would, yeah.
Yeah.
So but here's my thing. Just, there's you know, there's a lot of the plane where mm-hmm. no one is having sex.
Yeah, right. Look that way.
Look at that yeah. area of the plane.
Yeah.
If you got a problem with it. They're not having sex with you. They're not forcing you to have the sex.
Right. And they're not forcing you to look.
So many of life's problems would be solved if you just looked the other effing way.
Right.
Person who's upset.
Why are you so uptight?
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. All right, it's 9:38. Ralph is here with our final look at the show. Just being here on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Bean.
Right?
And you can't extrapolate it out and say, oh, well, people can just run willy-nilly in the streets and do whatever they want.
But that's sort of what it is. When
that
you start
isn't at all.
It's,
no.
when you start it's a party plane to a beach.
It's a very specific thing.
Right.
I'm telling you, you're 1 minute away from people just pooping on the streets
oh,
if you allow this.
Dear Lord. What
you
a
are. So very not
Because
nice.
There's no decorum anymore at that point.
Mm-hmm. Bean's all about decorum.
Mm-hmm.
Got a text message, by the way, from my daughter saying, hi, thanks for talking about me on the radio, Daddy.
She was listening.
She was listening.
Oh, that's bad parenting.
That's very bad parenting. And now I'm just running through my mind. I hope the car is not still going wherever they were going.
Would you like to change your answer on the airplane?
I'm going to have to have a conversation with my wife.
Right.
When I get home. Explain things to her. Right? Josh Gad is the best.
Right. Agreed.
Finally got around to seeing Beauty and the Beast, by the way. The live-action Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. Took my little girl Olivia the other day. We went. And it is a joy, that film. Really enjoyed it. Did you see it, Kevin?
I did not.
Not enough explosions for you?
Probably not.
Yeah. Yes.
He had to go see the mummy.
Josh Gad is excellent in it, by the way, as LeFou. And, you know, they're bringing Frozen to Broadway. And Josh Gad's a big Broadway star, so they were asking him, it would make perfect sense, would you think about reprising your role as Olaf in Frozen, the Broadway musical? And he said he has no plans to take his act to Broadway. He said to Entertainment Tonight, I do not want to dress up as a snowman 8 times a week.
Well, I can see that.
I prefer working in a sound booth wearing my pajamas. So he likes doing the voice of a snowman, but wouldn't want to necessarily get up in the snowman costume. I can see that, sir. Unless there's a lot of money involved. Then,
right.
Let it go, let it go. Whatever that song was. Was that Let It Go? Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like Katy Perry so much more than Taylor Swift.
Same.
And they just announced the upcoming audition schedule for the new season of American Idol yesterday. Katy Perry announced it. So I think I need to audition to try to meet her.
Okay, so you're going to audition for American Idol.
Be awesome. Uh-huh. Get all the way through to the judges.
Right.
And then I'll get to meet Katy Perry and say hi.
That's
my new plan.
And then what will happen?
And then, they'll likely say, hey, old man, why are you here on American
Idol?
There's an age
limit on contestants.
Right. And I'll say, but what if I am young, just had a horrible, horrible life that has just weathered me to the point of looking old?
Okay, Ralph, and then they say, weren't you on the show when Katy Perry came in as a guest? Were you working here?
I was. I was not in the room here when you guys talked to her. I was in the vicinity.
I mean, that's on you.
I was in the building.
Were you on the floor out there or looking through the window?
No, I mean, we were all here when she came in, yes. Yeah. But it wasn't like I had any real interaction with her. Because she was surrounded by a bunch of handlers and stuff. But if I audition for American Idol, just saying. First of all, probably win. Second of all, meet Carrie Petty. Carrie Petty. Cabra.
What?
Welcome
Katy
to
Perry.
My life.
What's going on?
Anyway, here's your audition. Do you want to go?
To your audition or for everyone else?
For everyone. Okay. Here are your American Idol auditions. Chicago. September 11th. New Orleans, Louisiana. 3 days later on the 14th. And then they're going to do bus tours looking for people on the West and East Coasts.
So bus tours?
Yeah, they're going to take out an American Idol bus.
And they're
going to drive along and do stops, and then they'll see people. Or they're going to take the auditions on the road. So that's cool. Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm guessing Katy Perry is not going to be in the bus.
This is probably the prelims,
yeah.
I'm thinking. Or prelims, as they say. Anyway, Oakland, California is probably the closest one to us. August 20th is when they're going to do their audition up there. So, I mean, people could be interested in going, don't you think?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, would you go see a movie made about Two Live Crew?
I think I might. I mean, I'll wait till it comes on demand, but yeah, I'd like to watch it.
Hollywood Reporter's just announced they're making a movie about the controversial rap group based on their leader Luther Campbell's Book of Luke, My Fight for Truth, Justice, and Liberty City.
I think I'd be in, yeah.
I mean, they have a fascinating story just because of all the First Amendment
trials
that came out as a result of their music.
Nasty as they want to be, the 1989 album was a groundbreaking case when it came to explicit lyrics. And he was also taken to court for copyright violation, remember? Because they sampled, what was the sample they used without permission?
Something on Lisa Horney?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Damn it.
I'm ill prepared to tell the story.
I don't believe it was Hotel California.
It was not Hotel California.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't it.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, I think that'd be good. I think that's a movie worth checking out. And lastly, Moby's new album is free. That seems like a bad business model. He just dropped a new album called More Fast Songs About the Apocalypse yesterday. If you go to WeTransfer.com, you can get Moby's album for free. He announced this, by the way, in a press release yesterday that was signed by a guy named John Miller, which was the name that Donald Trump used to use when he pretended to be his own press agent back in the 80s and he would talk to people. So I thought that was kind of funny. So
it's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
Okay.
If you're a Moby fan, you can get a new album. Nobody's excited?
Are there Moby fans?
Yes!
Yeah, okay. Yes, there are.
All right.
Absolutely.
Kevin.
I've kept up with Moby's career. You're I find it interesting.
Big meanie. Hey, how about Lunchbox? Nope. How about Box Lunch?
Both are good.
Both are good. Box Lunch is the very cool gift and novelty store that is full of pop culture collectibles and movies and music and TV shows, superhero comic book stuff. Very cool. There's 8 of them in Southern California. And, of course, you can go to boxlunch.com. Probably heard about it here on K-Rock. Why don't I give you a $100 Box Lunch gift card right now? It's a caller number 10 at 1-800-520-1067. I'm going to give you a $100 Box Lunch gift card. So you can buy stuff that is cool. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Tim Allen is 64. Rivers Cuomo, 47 years old today. Comedian Steve-O turns 43. Chris Evans, Captain America himself, 36 years old. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen celebrate their 31st birthday. Kat Dennings is also 31. And Aaron Taylor Johnson celebrates his 27th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, you're out the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have Mandy Moore talking about 47 meters down. The E3 Expo is going on. We have Ashley Esqueda in studio to explain everything that's going on to us. And tomorrow's Wednesday, and that means it's the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices. Very exciting. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show.